This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, 4 years ago, Tennessee launched a free community college program. It's often cited as a model for other states. This academic year, over 15,000 students were recipients. But as Shalina Chutlani reports from WPLN in Nashville, some students are finding that free tuition does not mean free college.
First-year student Mackenzie Wallace is helping a few of her classmates at Volunteer State Community College in Nashville, Tennessee, pick out items at a place called The Feed.
Ramen noodles, you know, the Hormel meals, the little cans of ravioli.
It looks like a store, but the food, school supplies, and hygienic products offered here are free. Wallace works here because she likes the mission, but as one of six children in her family, she also needs the money. She gets free tuition through the Tennessee Promise, a free community college initiative, but the program doesn't cover the extra $850 a month for her apartment, books, and other living expenses.
I didn't have enough money to, you know, buy books and just stuff throughout the semester that I needed.
In a survey of 1,500 Vol State students last year, around two-thirds of respondents said they did not have enough food. Since The Feed opened last year, there have been over 500 visits.
They literally are hungry.
Lori Miller works in student services at the school and started noticing students bringing bags to campus events to bring food home. She says some students need services like The Feed to get through the day. She regularly donates to the pantry.
I want to fix all their problems. I mean, I'm a mom. I don't have that unlimited funds to do that.
The Tennessee Promise covers tuition and fees not paid for by the federal Pell Grant or other scholarship programs. But now some in Tennessee are asking whether more state aid should go to needier students to defray their living expenses, too.
We don't view Tennessee Promise as a silver bullet. We know that it has to be part of a larger patchwork.
Mike Krause, executive director of the state's financial aid agency, says the Promise has helped more students enroll in community college. But he says the state now needs to provide resources to help students stay in school.
We're going to have to be really focused on making sure that when a student goes to school, they're really just able to focus on the academics.
Now, some state schools are starting to pay for services like counseling, food pantries, and emergency grants to bridge those gaps. In Nashville, I'm Shalina Chutlani for Marketplace.